Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. And again, my talk is going to be about how Twitter can support early warning systems in Ebola outbreak surveillance. And this is a recently published paper, and I'm here with my co-author, Dr. Sunmu Yoon. We have no conflicts of interest. So public health surveillance in action, when it relates to Ebola, well, in general, when it relates to re-emerging rare infections, requires active systems of surveillance and acute response to halt transmission. But resources are often limited, particularly in developing countries. Surveillance systems must be timely, complete, efficient, adaptable, or knowledge gaps may occur. Optimal outbreak surveillance for public health action, which is comprehensive use of multiple modalities of data collection, analysis, and dissemination. Therefore, knowledge transfer tools like social networking sites can support strategies for outbreak control. So the conceptual framework for public health surveillance in action has been used before by the WHO, and it demonstrates how outbreak surveillance can be linked to action through data information messages. Our current study shows how Twitter can support such systems through the analysis of its data information messages, which are called tweets. So the CDC has put forth the epidemiological steps of an outbreak surveillance. And the last three steps, which are implement control and prevention measures, initiate or maintain surveillance, and communicate findings, all can be supported through tweets or social networking data. In addition, for public health action, the World Health Organization put forth this outbreak communication planning steps. And step four, which is listening during outbreaks, ongoing information gathering, republic knowledge, attitudes, and behavior of risk interventions, and what organizations say that information is gathered. And step five, communication evaluation, mechanisms to identify communication strengths and weaknesses. Again, these two steps in public health action can be supported with tweets. So the methods for our study was a Twitter analysis. So tweets that mentioned Ebola were collected during the 2014 outbreak from July 24th to August 1st, 2014. So keywords that were used to download the tweets were Ebola, Ebola outbreak, Ebola virus, Ebola facts. So the methods, tweets were categorized by dates to evaluate temporal patterns of information dissemination. Tweets were examined through natural language processing and time series analysis. And these are the steps of the data mining that we'll go through. So data elements collected from tweets include the contents, which are the words and what people say, including the hashtags, timestamps, when they were actually tweeted or retweeted, and latitude and longitude codes, where the tweets actually were originally produced and where they actually are disseminated. So in terms of the data mining process, so the first thing is you need domain expertise because, you know, tweets come in a variety of, whether it's health, whether a variety of issues. So the domain expert has to definitely be the one to inform what it is that you're looking for. So you have to understand what it is that you're looking for. So you select and understand a database. So for instance, when it comes to downloading tweets, tweets were downloaded based on infectious disease. So for that period of time from July 24th to August 1st, all tweets that were categorized under infectious disease were downloaded. And then it was through there that we went through and figured out which ones that we were going to look at. We found the Ebola through that. So the data has to be cleaned. Our study was limited to English language. There were a variety of tweets in a variety of different languages because people were tweeting about Ebola all over the world. So we had to clean the data and focus on only English language tweets. And then reducing and transforming. So there were, you know, some things that were, there were some incomplete data. And so those needed to be done in order for the Twitter analysis to be conducted. And then you apply tools for descriptive and predictive analysis of your tweet content. and then you interpret your data. So, developing domain applications. So again, as we talked about domain expertise, you say, I'm interested in assessing X. So for instance, I'm interested in assessing people's voices for Ebola prevention, perceptions about alternative medicine, ALS bucket challenge. So these are the things that guide you to do the Twitter analyses. And when it comes to Twitter data, there are a variety of things that are attached to each tweet. There's a tweet ID, the username, the person who sent the tweet itself, the time, the tweet type, who it was retweeted by, number of retweets. So there are a variety of data elements that are attached to specific tweets. And these are things that also can be used in the analytic process. So when it comes to cleaning and pre-processing the tweets, there are some things that will be out of range. For instance, so our data set was July 24 to August 1st. So anything that was past that was not relevant to us. Illogical values. For instance, you can download IP addresses, but some people will say, oh, I'm at work, so self-reported location was not needed. So those things needed to be cleaned. And then missing values. And some tweets are missing some of these elements. So some of these things could be potentially missing from a tweet, including the IP addresses. So those things need to be cleaned out. So now when it comes to data display, so again, as we look at how tweets can support public health surveillance, so initiate and maintain surveillance. So this is a geographical display of tweets according to dates throughout the United States. Specific to our study, here's an example of one of our tables, geographic visualization of Ebola-related tweets. So this is the daily geographic spread of tweets mentioning Ebola in the orange, and the blue is chikungunya, because at the time, in the summer, those were the two major infectious disease tweets that were going on at the time. So again, Twitter is able to plot these things daily, a daily geographic plot of the tweets. Globally. So for public health action, which is listening during outbreaks, trend analysis can be used for us to actually hear and figure out what it is people are saying and how it relates to, let's say, in this graph, news alerts. So if we see here, these are actual news alerts that occurred from July 24 to August 1st, and we see how the tweets have increased over time with the different alerts. For example, when the doctor, American doctor that worked for Samaritan's Purse was going to come back to America on July 26th, there was a clear peak in Ebola-related tweets, and most of those came from like the United States of America. The CDC had a press release on the 28th, so things had gone down a little bit, but then the spike went up again on the 30th when Sierra Leone declared a state of emergency, and then the 31st went to the top where American fighting Ebola comes home. So that was a big deal. So him returning. So again, you can use Twitter to evaluate and see what is going on, what is being said, how people are receiving this information, how things are trending. Now here's something that's very important, and these were our novel findings. So again, in terms of what people are saying and what's going on, this is our Nigeria results. So on July 27th, the Ministry of Health in Nigeria declared that they had a probable case, but as early as July 24th, Nigerians were tweeting that there was Ebola in Lagos. And on the 26th, there were 1,000 unique tweets generated, disseminated to almost 60 million Nigerians about Ebola being in Lagos, Ebola being in Nigeria, to watch out, to wear gloves, to be careful, a variety of concern tweets. So interpretation and implications. So public health surveillance implements control and prevention measures. Now again, Twitter can support these efforts because if you look at this graph here, it shows geographically vulnerable areas. And when it comes to geographically vulnerable areas, health education information needs can be assessed and health policy deficiencies can be assessed. So, for example, we're talking about needs. So this is a graph of the Caribbean in the summer. And if you can tell, there were no tweets, Caribbean and South America, there were no tweets about Ebola. The The graph on the bottom is the graph of the chikungunya, and they were all tweeting about chikungunya. But again, here's a deficiency, because they're not, I don't know if they're not perceiving that there's a potential risk. I don't, clearly, if there are no tweets, then that's really not on their radar. So, as I said, our tweets were from July 24th to August 1st. And again, there was no tweeting in Caribbean South America. Now, on September 26th, there was a Ebola scare in Jamaica. On the 17th of October, there was an Ebola ban. Jamaica, St. Lucia, Colombia, and a variety of other countries. So here, this is a representation of, and the ban was from anyone who was from any of the infected countries. And, you know, the ban was just very, there was real lack of information when it came to the policies that were implemented. And it clearly shows, literally from the time of the news alerts, and they weren't tweeting that there was some concern going on there, and then that's a time when there would be a need for intervention, whether it's the people or the government agencies. Interpretation and implications. So public health action, communication, evaluation, and again, great ways for Twitter to support. So public actions and concern, fear and panic. CDC, Centers for Denial and Confusion. That's one of the tweets. So you get an insight into what people are thinking. Time point for prevention education. Ebola outbreak in the U.S. is a cluster of incompetence. We have so many stupid people due to basic science education lacking big time. So again, public sentiment on how they were feeling during these early, you know, the big international news and the scares. And then, time point for content analysis to gain insights for prevention. Has anybody thought about how the Ebola outbreak might affect the cruise line industry? So here are people looking for information. So here's an example of health information seeking. So again, when it comes to public health action, communication evaluation, tweets can inform these actions as well. And then here is a nice visualization. As of October, it was October 16, 2014, so we're a bit into, you know, all of the summer issues. And here is a visualization on what people were tweeting about. And you see the main areas: exposure, risk, food, blame, Dallas nurse. So this is now, you know, when Mr. Duncan died and the nurse gets infected. So this is what's going on during that time. So again, these are ways to interpret what's going on, to understand public sentiment, and then it supports efforts to, whether it's to inform properly, to provide education, or whatever is needed to control the outbreak and the epidemic. So Twitter mining, with the guidance of the conceptual framework of public health surveillance and action, can support early warning systems in Ebola outbreak surveillance. The analytics, geographic visualization and time series analysis of these tweets are efficient and easy techniques to grasp this big data and provides insight to respond timely to consumers. The visual displays that I just showed you, again, makes public health surveillance communication findings very easy. You can communicate findings through all of these charts, through these figures, and these things can be produced within a number of minutes once the tweets are cleaned and ready to be analyzed. So all of these things can really support the communication. So, in conclusion, social networking sites support surveillance systems. The value of social networking sites' content and reach clearly cannot be ignored in this day and time. Even the CIA uses this for surveillance to thwart terrorist activities. They search Facebook and Twitter, and SNS data will continue to provide value, to prove to be valuable to support global health efforts and outcomes. And in resource-limiting settings, Africans are participating more and more in global conversations. The United Nations says the social media boom has been reported in Africa. Africans go online through mobile phones and spend most of their time on sites such as Facebook and Twitter. So again, when it comes to resource-limited settings, when it comes to outbreak surveillance, when it comes to helping to support outbreak and epidemic efforts in such settings, These are simple, low-cost, timely tools that can support these efforts in a variety of different ways. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this very interesting presentation. And I would like now to open it for discussion in the audience. Yes.
No questions?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what it is you're trying to analyze. So if you see that, you know, we were able to capture the tweets that came out of, like, Nigeria, it wouldn't have been useful to us to have tweets that didn't have IP addresses, because literally had to hone in and do the longitude and latitude to find the tweets in Nigeria. Well, if it was just for us to analyze the tweet content, which I presented earlier, well, you may not necessarily need that unless I'm talking to you something about, let's say, what America's saying, Europe, or Africa. So it depends on what your data analysis is and depends on what you need. So.
Yes.
Literally during those days. The tweets were downloaded those days, and we had no idea that we were going to stumble upon this. Like, we were asked to write a paper on infectious disease and informatics, and my co-author, she's a Twitter data analyst. She published the first dissertation using tweets, and I said, well, let's do public health surveillance. And with my public health background, we came together, and we just so happened to download the tweets during those days, and then there it was. I remember we did a CNBC interview, and the reporter said, so what were your hypotheses? I said, what hypotheses? So, it just so, you know, I know there's a limited time that you can download the tweets. You can probably get the tweets and Twitter them somewhere from the Twitter people, but I think it's within like a day, like you download the tweets. So that's why the data set is unique, because no one can go back now and, you know, analyze this data.
Right. Thank you so much. So would you say that it would be a good idea to have that as a monitoring system on ad hoc?
Exactly, a monitoring system ad hoc. We don't have to give it all the importance in the world, but we can definitely find ways to support our outbreak surveillance because, you know, I mean, we're good right now and we beat Ebola for now, but, you know, we don't know when's the next emerging disease or the next outbreak. So, you know, we really have to think about the steps that we need to have in place to support some of these efforts that are not in developed countries, rather.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.